This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've been hearing for weeks now just how not secure email is. Email companies have shut down out of fear they couldn't protect users from being surveilled by the U.S. government. If you want your communications to be safe from prying eyes, some cybersecurity experts say email of any kind is unsafe. But there is some gray area here. Cyrus Farivar of the website Ars Technica has been looking at just how email in the U.S. stacks up against other countries. He points out that wherever you are, when it comes to secure communication, it takes two to tango.
Many security experts will tell you that the obvious way to protect your email is to just encrypt it. That being said, you know, encryption only works if both people are doing it.
And that's hard to tell, but knowing email isn't really secure anymore, now what do we do?
In the wake of the Snowden disclosures, there's been a lot of articles in the media suggesting that, you know, the better way to do it is to get off of Gmail and go take your email to somewhere in Europe. You know, go take it to Germany, where they have very strong privacy laws, where they have very strong data protection laws. But as it turns out, as I've sort of dug into this, is that Germany does have strong data protection laws, but they also have strong exemptions for national security purposes, for law enforcement purposes. In this country, that's different.
Different in that we have a few better protections of email privacy when it comes to government surveillance?
Well, we have a little bit of protection. It turns out that in this country, actually, email is protected less than actual postal mail. Under what's called the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. This is a law that dates back to the 1980s. That law is being challenged, though. And of course, we have the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which says that we should have our communications, our papers, protected against unwarranted searches and seizures.
Okay, so I guess it sounds like here in the U.S., maybe not total privacy, but email may have some stronger legal protections than elsewhere, depending on just who you're trying to keep it private from.
Right. And I think that's the takeaway here, is that when we talk about, you know, which country can offer you the best kind of protection, you know, it really depends on kind of who you're trying to fight against.
Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor for the website Ars Technica. Cyrus, thanks, man.
My pleasure.